I'm David Umphrey. I have been in the music ministry of the Lord for about 50-something years. And I've been all over the world. I have taught at Palm Beach Atlantic College and helped begin that school there here in Florida. And also, I have been a producer all over the world of The Promise. The Promise is an epic musical drama on the life of Christ. And it was just a wonderful experience to do these things for the life of Christ. All the while, I had a church and a minister of music in many of the churches over the South and the Southwest. But the greatest thing I think that's been a part of my life is in 2000, I made the decision to come and be a doctoral student at IWS. I came when it's just the third class, and it was just wonderful. But then on about the second year I was here, I will never forget walking out of the old chapel and walking down the steps, and a young man came up to me, and I do not remember his name, and he said, "You have a liver disease, don't you?" And I was totally shocked, and I said, "How did you know that?" And he said, "My wife has a liver disease, and you look much like she does." Well, it stunned me so much that I had been told that just the few months before. And not knowing how to handle this liver disease that possibly would kill me, I did not know that I had a disease called sarcoidosis. That's a very unusual disease for the liver. It can attack any organ in the body. I began to get more sick all the time. After we came back from Korea in 2004, I could hardly even do anything in the service of worship. So as I progressed, I finally had to resign the church at Lakeside Baptist Church. So here I was at home, alone, and sick. The Liver Institute at Methodist Hospital in Dallas told me that they would find me a liver. And I counted on that. Also, the Lord came to me all the time and told me, "David, I'm going to heal you." Well, we thought many ways that I could be healed. I thought at first that he was just going to regenerate my liver and I would be healed. Well, that obviously wasn't happening. And then I thought, well, the Liver Institute was going to give me a liver. And so I counted on that being the healing that I was going to receive. During this sickness, I had several prayer warrior groups that would come to my home. They would anoint me with oil, pray over me, and we would pray that I would be healed. On the month before I received a new liver, one of the ladies in the group, of the anointing group, said to me, "David, I've just had a vision, and I've never had a vision before." And so I said, so we all looked at her really and said, "Okay, tell us what the vision was." And she said, "I could picture the Lord in my vision with a liver in his hand for you, and it was perfect." Well, I was so surprised, I said, "Well, I'll take that vision and claim it for the Lord," and I claimed it. 2 weeks later, the Liver Institute at Methodist Hospital called on a Friday, which they always called on Friday, and told me that they were not going to find me a liver before my time was up. Basically, they said that I did not have the MELD score, M-E-L-D score, and that they did not have a liver that would match me. Well, it was a devastating time. Now, you remember, my church, I couldn't work in the church. I couldn't do anything that promised. My wife was driving me in the car. I was complete invalid. I'll never forget the first time I had to get into one of those carts at Kroger or Walmart and drive myself around because I couldn't walk. I was too weak. I'll never forget the times that I couldn't walk upstairs. and I had to have help even going through the hallways. But I always heard the voice of God say to me, David, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal you. And his spirit talked to my spirit. And in that spiritual talk with him, I felt that he was going to heal me, but I had no idea how. So I turned everything over to him and left it in his arms and his hand to heal me. On a Friday, the day before I received the call about my liver, I was in Dallas. My wife and I, we'd got a hotel. She thought that I would probably be one of my last weekends to do anything. And I went there to visit my son and his wife and my little grandson, Matthew. Now, as I was there, Matthew was going to have a yard sale for me, because this medicine that I'm taking now was about $20,000 a year. And so he was doing this for me, and so I went. He wanted me to come, and I did. I went there and to the yard sale and met with all these people. Then I went back to the hotel, and as I was sleeping, Nancy and I were both asleep, my cell phone rang. And as the cell phone rang, I answered it, and out of that other end of the voice came, David, David, hallelujah, praise God, we have you a liver that matches you and you're going to live. I cannot tell you the words that thrill my heart. And all of a sudden that hotel room became like a Shekinah glory, all glowing inside. Our weeping and crying, and this voice was still saying, you're going to be healed. I'll call you back in a little bit and let you know more about it. Well, of course, I hung up, and she said as she was hanging up, this is Holly and Tyler. Well, I hung up, and Nancy and I embraced, and we rejoiced in the Lord. I became a Pentecostal. I guess a Baptist becoming a Pentecostal is unbelievable now. But I did so, and in doing that, we settled down a minute and looked at each other weeping, and I finally said, Nancy, who is Holly and Tyler? Now, Tyler, Texas was my home, and she was calling from there, but the only Holly I knew was in Granbury, and she was my music assistant. So I looked on the phone, and sure enough, it was Holly, my music assistant, that was calling me. I immediately called her back. I didn't want to wait for her. And as I called her and she answered the phone, she said, David, it is unbelievable. You have a liver. We know it is of God. And she said, here is the coordinator here at the hospital, and she wants information. And I said, well, wait a minute. Tell me about where am I getting this liver? And she said, my nephew was killed in a motorcycle accident yesterday. And our family wants to have you have this liver, and it is a perfect match. So I talked to the transplant coordinator there in the hospital, and I talked to her, and I gave her the information. She said, I'll call you back. Again, the overwhelming glory of God was there in our room, and when she called me back, she said, David, can you be at Methodist Hospital in the morning at 8:30 and register so we can have this liver placed in you by midnight tomorrow night? And I said, honey, if my car doesn't start, I can walk because I'm here in Texas, in Dallas. And she was amazed. But God did that. Now, let me tell you why it was a miracle. Because Holly, my music assistant, knew no music. She came through us in my music ministry through a place that we have in our church called a Christian Women Job Corps. This is for women that do not have a skill. So she went through our school there and got skills, and she graduated top of her class, and they asked our business administrator if she would like to have us. So we worked it out, and they knew that I needed another secretary. When Holly came, she started saying, I'm going to pray for you a liver. Little did I know that this woman started back there And God was working with her all the way through for me. When this happened on this Friday night and Saturday afternoon that I got the call, it was a miracle of God. Holly told me later that when she got to the hospital, she laid down on Christopher. And as she was laying and crying on him, all of a sudden the Lord spoke to her and said, "Holly, this liver is for David Humphrey and a perfect match." She couldn't believe what she was hearing. And as she was jumped up and went and told the family, and they overwhelmingly gave me the liver. That was my healing. They put the liver in on Sunday night at midnight, finished 5 hours later. I had such trash in my body, it took them 5.5 hours to complete the surgery. When I woke up the next day, it was a wonderful feeling. I could see colors again. I could see whole life again. 3 days after I'd been in the hospital, I asked my surgeon one day, I said, "Dr. Mejia, tell me, what did you find when you found my liver?" And he looked at me and he said, "David, we think we found your liver." And I said, "Well, what did you find?" And he said, "We found a black knot about the size of my thumb." I was astonished and I said, "I really didn't have a liver. And I must have been living on God's liver." And he said, "You had to have been." I want to tell you, friends, any of you tonight can be healed. I don't know why God healed me and doesn't heal somebody else. But I know one thing, that his healing is available for all of us. So I ask you to think, when you talk to someone that's sick, or even when you get sick, that you can be healed by the healer, Jesus Christ. And when you are, give him all the glory and the honor forever and ever, and worship only him. Thank you very much.